Blog Talk Radio.
This is why we tapped online. We did not have a question.
Hello?
Are we online?
Oh, are we online? I don't know. I'm not checking
yes,
online.
Yes, we are. We can now do it. Here we go. We do a test show. 3, 2, 1. It's really why we do a test show. This is exactly why we do a test show.
Yes. Hang on. I'm trying to get over to the website, and I will check and see if the feed is working. Hang on. Oh, I'm already here. Let me see. Let me update it.
We are live.
Awesome.
All right,
so,
here we go. 3, 2, 1. My name is Jill Brennan, and this is Blog Talk Radio. FBN, Network Broadcast Network. It's Vandiver, Chicago Launch. The inaugural launch of the Sex Workers Outreach Project East Blog Talk Radio Network. Amanda, my colleague from the Bay Area, has joined me. We have an interesting group of topics to discuss tonight, including the prostitution of penguins and other detailed topics. This being an inaugural launch, if you are currently listening, God be with you. This is that test launch, and we're not really sure how we're doing it. Amanda, tell us who you are.
My name is Amanda Brooks, and I'm a former sex worker, maybe sex worker again, currently writing a series of reference books for Internet escorts, and a member of Swap East. My pet project there is Pledging Action, a condom donation project for sex workers in Santiago, Chile, who have been affected by moralistic-based U.S. funding cuts, U.S. aid funding cuts.
Now, Amanda, when you talk about the moralistic funding cuts, what are you specifically referencing?
I am referring to the anti-prostitution pledge in 2003, the brainchild of Randall Tobias, who resigned last year after being outed as one of the D.C. Madam's clients. What he wanted to do, what he passed, was a ruling that USAID funds that go out to all these other countries, both to fight the spread of AIDS and for just general help, no funding could go to organizations who supported sex workers. Now, it's supposed to, this whole anti-prostitution pledge thing came about because of the hysteria around sexual trafficking and the belief that sex worker support organizations support sexual trafficking. This is not true. Nobody in sex work in their right mind supports sexual trafficking in any possible way. The sex worker support organizations in these other countries often provide the only health and resource services that sex workers can ever access. And to take the funding away has closed down so many of these organizations, and the sex workers they have no other resource to turn to because no other organization will touch them because they don't want to be seen as supporting sex workers, and so the sex workers are left bereft. And donating condoms is one small way of helping them because condoms can prevent the spread of deadly diseases like AIDS, which does cost lives.
Now, many organizations, such as the Coalition Against Trafficking in Women, they find such projects as giving condoms to working sex workers as being part of a vast pro-trafficking lobby.
I don't believe that it is. I don't know of any sex worker personally who has been approached by a member of the trafficking lobby to help them in their trafficking efforts. There are certainly women who have been victims of trafficking, but I don't know that anyone has ever been approached by a member of the trafficking lobby in an effort to join forces.
No, wouldn't it seem illogical for our traffickers of human beings, which we both agree trafficking of human beings is a terrible crime, would traffickers in any situation even want to approach a sex worker rights organization to lobby, or given the illegality of the project or of the nature of trafficking, wouldn't one assume that they would stay undercover and have nothing to do with any type of public outreach?
Oh, definitely. I mean, sex worker rights activists and sex worker support organizations are all about empowering the sex workers, whether to continue in their sex work or to leave sex work. It's all about helping the sex worker, and people who are into trafficking, they're not about helping the sex worker. So I can't see, no, traffickers would not approach sex worker organizations because there's a fundamental difference in opinion there.
Now, one Coalition Against Trafficking in Women's founders, Donna Hughes, who was also highly, highly visible and a massive contributor to the anti-trafficking pledge, the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act, she inherently links any type of harm reduction-based projects as being pro-trafficking.
By very definition, harm reduction means a lack of trafficking, because trafficking is sexual trafficking is harmful.
Donna Hughes also believes that by focusing all the funding and all of the outreach on eliminating the sex trade, that will eliminate the problem. Since the sex industry has been around since the same time that man invented fire, perhaps before, do you feel that there's any chance for this type of legislation to be successful?
No, certainly not. You can't legislate such a basic human desire. It would be outlawing eating because she's a really radical vegan, and she wants to outlaw eating. That's not going to happen.
Now, Donna essentially had very little to say when Randall Tobias and Governor Elliot Spitzer, both of which were highly involved in the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act.
Yes.
But both of them were brought down by the very act of hiring an escort. Donna has had very little to say. Many sex work outreach projects and sex worker rights advocacy groups have spoken loudly about the hypocrisy of fighting trafficking, while at the same time, or allegedly fighting trafficking, while at the same time hiring escorts, fighting what would appear to be consensual sex work. Do you feel that there's a difference between consensual sex work amongst legal adults and human trafficking?
Well, I certainly see the difference because trafficking should be about those who are forced to do something they don't wish to do. Trafficking should not be about any consensual act. Now, of course, obviously, Randall Tobias and Spitzer, they obviously believe the same thing, that fighting sexual trafficking had nothing at all to do with their consensual adult activities. I mean, obviously. Obviously, that's their working philosophy.
My name is Jill Brenneman. This is XBN, powered by Blog Talk Radio. XBN is a service of Sex Workers Outreach Project East, based in Raleigh, North Carolina. If you'd like to join in on our conversation, you can do that by calling in a number. That number is area code 646-200-3136. We encourage you to join our conversation, as we'll go on until 6:30 Eastern Time, which is 3:30 Pacific Time. Once again, the number to call in, 646-200-3136. This is XBN. My name is Jill Brenneman. Amanda, you have a book which is going to be part of the reading curriculum for a class at Duke University, the Internet Escorts Handbook. Can you tell us more about this project?
Yes. It's a series of reference books for Internet escorts because I wrote what I wanted to read. There's a lot of disinformation or misinformation out there on escort work, and there's a lot of escorts out there, so I'm trying to create a resource that all escorts can use. That can be kind of difficult, actually, because I have to be focused but at the same time broad. But that's what I'm doing, and quite honestly, I'm creating a resource for myself. Not like I'm going to forget what I'm doing or something, but yeah, it's actually, I've learned so much more doing by all the research that I've been having to do. It's really been a journey.
Once again, for those who have just joined us, we do now have listeners. What is the name of your book and the series, and how can the listeners find this?
Okay. The name of the series is The Internet Escorts Handbook. There are four books in the series. Book one is The Foundation, Basic Mental, Emotional, and Physical Considerations in Escort Work. Book two, which should be out June 1st, is Advertising and Marketing, Successfully Creating and Selling Your Image Online. I think that's a subtitle. I'd have to look, but I believe that's a subtitle. Book three is going to be the business administration book, and book four is going to be focusing on your personal relationships, both within and without the escort community, as well as issues of retirement and sex worker activism. And you can find all the information about this at escortmba.com.
Now, one of the concerns that was brought up on a recent talk show on a West Coast public radio show, a feminist caller from San Francisco, a well-known researcher, after hearing about your book and the work of Sex Workers Outreach Project, which is the providing party for XBN, she felt that your book and Swap East were contributing to women being viewed as whole. Now, as a woman, as an activist, I took offense to that comment myself and felt that that was not in line with feminism or even in line with humanity. What are your thoughts on this?
I had the same reaction, Jill. I don't see myself as a whole, and I'm pretty sure the vast majority of my clients did not see me as a whole. I mean, if they did, they kept it to themselves. They certainly didn't treat me that way. And I certainly resent another woman looking at me and just seeing me as a whole. That's, feminist or not, that's not how I approach other human beings, reducing them to their sexual organs, and I certainly resent that being done to me.
Now, the woman, we won't mention her name on here, but she is a highly regarded PhD. She has a doctorate. She is a well-known researcher on the issue of prostitution. Her position is that any form of sex work is prostitution. All forms of prostitution are human trafficking. Do you feel it's a bit odd that a researcher of this stature would use the type of terminology that she did, identifying women that perhaps use your book or access services from a sex worker rights perspective as being viewed as whole.
I do think it's very odd, because if she has this much sympathy for sex workers because she wants to get sex workers out of sex work, and then to turn around and view any sex worker who doesn't agree with her philosophy as a whole, it speaks of some deep underlying issues around both femininity and sex. And I think she probably needs to have some counseling to work out her issues with both women and women who are engaged in sex work.
Once again, if you'd like to join us on XVM, the Sex Workers Broadcast Network, it's known as the SWAP East. SWAP East is Sex Workers Outreach Project, powered by Blog Talk Radio. You can join us at the area code 646-200-3136. A topic that we have not touched on, which is somewhat in a jovial topic, one that continues to amuse me is the prostitution of penguins.
Yes, it's a serious issue, Jill. You've covered this before on your blog. Tell us what the current situation with penguins is.
Well, you know, I found that I was wrong. I had said in a debate at one time that prostitution was not a black and white issue, and that in itself proved to be contradicted, as penguins are black and white, and there's just no getting around that fact. A police officer at a conference in Chicago said that he had never known a prostitute who wasn't looking to score a rock, and after reading this article, it appears that, in fact, the female penguin prostitutes are looking to score a rock. We have a caller on the line.
Oh, great.
We're going to bring her. My name is Jill Brenneman. This is XBN. Let's bring in our caller.
Hi,
you are
on Jessica.
The air. Jessica,
hey.
Welcome to XBN Blog, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
I've enjoyed listening to you talk. I was late to call in because I was just so amazed by listening to you.
Oh, Jessica, please go ahead.
Well, I got a very, not on the subject of the penguins, which is, you know, very important. I wanted to touch on something Amanda mentioned about the unnamed researcher having some deep-seated issues against women and sex. And recently, I have noticed even more than usual very deep-seated issues against women and sex among people who seem to hate prostitutes, have tremendous scorn for prostitutes.
Jessica, do you find that many of these women with this deep-seated scorn for prostitutes have somehow gravitated to positions in which they are rescuing prostitutes by their own self-definition, or researching them, or from their perspective, providing them services to escape life?
Yeah, they certainly seem attracted to something they dislike so much. It's got to be very conflicting to be someone like that.
It just seems to be such an intense dislike of women making decisions that they don't agree with.
Yes, that is it. Because they're okay if you're a victim, but if you say, I am not a victim, I'm simply an adult woman making a choice, then they become very unhappy and very upset.
As if your life must be so horrible, they can't imagine.
Well, one discussion on an online blog called Bound Not Gagged discusses the term sex work, and one of the impressions after reading this blog is that, and hearing commentary offline regarding this blog, that many women are uncomfortable with the term work because it implies that a sex worker is equal to them in their position, and they do not feel that sex work and, say, working for corporate America are on the same line or should deserve the same rights.
Oh.
As if it's not valid to be work. Can't be difficult. It can't require thought.
But isn't it some of the most traditional woman's work there is, such as being a housewife is traditional woman's work, and it gets very little respect either, although people don't usually hate housewives.
True.
So isn't it very odd of these feminists to dislike traditional women's work so much?
Well, this leads to another interesting question also. When they're fighting human trafficking, many women are trafficked into this country, into other countries, to work as domestics, to work
yes.
in a traditional housewife role, and yet there seems to be very little interest on the part of the anti-trafficking movement to address forms of human trafficking outside of sex work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And these women who become domestics are often virtually enslaved, and they are often raped, too. And they get no attention. They get no rescue. There's no rehabilitation programs for them. They're nothing.
Now, trafficking gets reduced to sex.
Yeah, because everybody is interested in sex, even if they pretend not to be.
So you're suggesting that Elliot Spitzer was doing more than discussing governmental matters with the escort that he hired in New York?
Probably. I'm sure he wanted to leave the office at the office.
Yeah.
We have 5 minutes remaining on XBN. XBN is a service of Sex Workers Outreach Project East. It is powered by Blog Talk Radio. My name is Jim Brennan, and with me are callers Jessica and Amanda. If you'd like to join us, you still have 5 minutes to call in. The number to call in is 646-200-3136, 646-200-3136. That number is toll-free if you're in that area code. If not, then use your cell phone.
Oh, I have something I would like to add to the show. Yes, Jessica, I noticed that the Cafe Press store is up. Tell us about it.
Yes, finally. We've had the name reserved, storefront reserved, for a while now, and today it went live at www.cafepress.com/swapeast, SWOPEAST. And there are tons of T-shirts in all different sizes, from junior sizes to adults and plus size, men and women, sweatshirts, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to get the thong. I saw you put a song up there. I've got to get that. We should all get T-shirts for Desiree Alliance this summer.
Oh, yes. I have, from Cafe Press, I have a hooded sweatshirt that I've had for 4 or 5 years, and it's wonderful, worth every penny.
Great. Yeah, and I saw you put a tote bag and a bumper sticker. You need to get, like, some other stickers, like magnets or something else, too, mouse pads or something.
There's a mouse pad, and I'm really excited to get buttons once I get a smaller logo uploaded, because they're super cheap and awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got a great logo.
Yes, thank you to Rebecca Meek at Quick Brown Fox. The logo.
Once again, where can work and columns is we currently have 17 listeners. Where can they find this work?
Excuse me?
We currently have 17 listeners, and where can any of the listeners who would be interested find this store? What is the address of the online store, once again?
It's cafepress.com/swapeast. And you can just go to Cafe Press and search for Swap East, and it will lead you to us.
Oh, good.
As well, yeah.
Good.
We have 2 minutes remaining on XBN. XBN is a service of the Sex Workers Outreach Project East. It is powered by Blog Talk Radio. Jessica, do you have anything remaining that you would like to add in the final 2 minutes of our inaugural program?
I also, before I had thought about the unnamed researcher, I just wanted to say thank you. As a member of the community, to Amanda especially, for the wonderful books she's writing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I feel like you're one of the patron saints. right there alongside Margot and Carol, you're going to be one of the next ones. I feel very strongly about that.
Well, thank you.
So perhaps in Chile, when we go to distribute condoms someday, she can be known as Santa Amanda.
Yes. They'll make a little statue for me out of latex.
Our electronic producer has advised us that we are down to 90 seconds. Amanda, do you have anything? We have another caller who has just joining us from New York. However, we are down to about 70 seconds. Caller, we will be back on the air at 6 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, and we would love for you to join us. Once again, XBN broadcast Saturday, 6 p.m. And I'm learning something that I had forgotten about in my time in commercial radio, about talking at the same time as someone is talking in my ear, as is this online producer. Amanda, do you have anything to add, as we now have 44 seconds left?
No, wrap it up.
And Jessica, do you have anything left to add? We have 34 seconds.
I look forward to the show on Saturday, and I hope some of our listeners call in.
Yes.
All right, well, I want to thank you both. My name is Jill Brenneman. With me are Amanda Brooks and Jessica Land. XBN is a service of the Sex Workers Outreach Project East. Sex Work Outreach Project East, the chapter of USA. It is powered by Blog Talk Radio. This is XBN, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?